Hi, Gavin. I'm passing up a really, really inspirational story to you from one of our team members, Dave Harvey. Now, there's a great tip in Dave's message here for any disabled distributors because he's mentioning a way of getting a mobility scooter, which is really how he does all his retail now. Dave's one of our top retailers, always in our top retailer list, doing his retail, as I say, using a mobility scooter and also by knocking and presenting his catalogues. But quite an incredible story. He's overcome so many challenges through his life. This really, really is, I think, very, very inspirational. So here he is, and I hope you enjoy the message. Speak to you soon.
Hi Heather James, it's Dave Harvey downline from Nigel and Sheila. You've afforded me the privilege of telling everybody my little story, and thank you very much for that. I hope it helps, and I've made a few notes of things that I've experienced in my life and where I am at the moment. I hope it doesn't sound too boring because I'm reading out what I've printed. I was born the Church of England home during the last years of World War II. The Church of England home was in a place called Bishop Auckland, which is in County Durham. My grandparents were staunch Methodists living in Sunderland, and my mother was a single mum. The stigma attached to an unmarried mother was more than my grandparents could stand, and so I was not allowed to go to Sunderland when my mum returned from the home to her family house. Instead, I was left in the home for my first year or two. I was suffering severe malnutrition when my grandfather finally struck a deal with my mother's brother, who was living in Middlesbrough. In return for my uncle taking me in and keeping me away from Sunderland, my grandfather would pay him to look after me until I was an adult. Grandfather died when I was 5 years old, and the financial support he had provided ceased. I started to work when I was 11 and have been financially independent ever since. At the age of 16, I left the local grammar school with a minimum qualifications because I knew I had to start work to support my family. And I started to work in the Yorkshire Bank. By this time, I thought the only way forward, only way to get ahead in life was with qualifications, and I studied at night school and through correspondence courses for the next 10 years. In September 1970, I was offered a bank manager's job in Durban, South Africa, with what was then the Standard Bank. And the Yorkshire Bank took me over the coals, hauled me over the coals and took me to task because I was in breach of my employment contract. I was moving from the Yorkshire Bank to the Standard Bank, and they were not prepared to give me a decent reference. So I left the bank and I joined TSAT Police Force as a beat bobby. February 1971, I had my first taste of working for myself on a part-time basis, selling investment plans from an investment broker based in Newcastle, and I was selling these to the general public. In September 1974, I left the police force to pursue my dream of being a self-employed insurance salesman. And at that point in time, I was running a national team of 350 part-time salesmen up and down the UK. April 1975, I woke up paralyzed in both legs. I'd actually had a disc in the base of my spine had disintegrated. The surgeon said it was like pulling shrapnel out when he did the operation, and it had trapped the nerves so that my legs were just no use at that point in time. By January 76, I'd learned to walk again and once more sold life insurance and pension plans. Working 60 to 70 hours a week, I built up a thriving business as an independent financial advisor until February 2009, when I visited my doctor's surgery, I was told I had to slow down. I was told that I was terminally ill and I would not last until that summer. Fantastic bedside manner, but that's exactly how it was said. Less than 3 weeks later, on Friday the 13th, I never used to be superstitious, but I am now. My business collapsed, leaving me with the possibility of having to find £4 million plus to reimburse my clients. Quite unknowingly to me, the city-based investment specialist I placed much of my clients' investments with were conning everybody, and the investments lost nearly 50% of their value in one day. Later that same day, my wife and I moved into our two-bedroom bungalow, which we occupy now, And we moved from what had been a five-bedroom, four reception room house. I have no idea how I could possibly miss, but what actually happened during the move was that the lawyers, the Court of the Law Society, did me out of £60,000. That investigation is still going on with the Law Society. Despite the fact that my business collapsed and I had no money coming in, I did have $50,000 in my bank account, and I continued to keep my office open to provide as much help as I could to the clients who had been caught out until the 4th of December 2009, when I completely ran out of all my savings and had nothing left to pay my staff. I had to close my office at that point in time. My own investments and my pension scheme were also wrapped up in with these specialist investment people. 2 months later, I joined Clean Easy in the full knowledge that it would not work, but I had to concentrate on something other than the hell that my wife and I were living through. I was also fed up with sitting on the sofa with my wife and the duvet to keep us both warm during that cold winter. In this depressed state, the only thing that I was absolutely certain of was that Clean Easy would not work. How wrong was I? In June 2010, my renal specialist told me to quit Clean Easy. His professional opinion was that the combination of diabetes, chronic kidney disease, and polyneuropathy would be too big a load for my kidneys to cope with. The fact that by the time I'd been through my second spinal operation, this time to my upper neck and three vertebrae in my lower neck, had collapsed meant that simply standing was painful. The obvious solution to me was slightly different to that of the specialists. Very simply, put my walking to a minimum, and then I decided to get a mobility scooter. There is an organization within Job Center Plus which provides physical aid to help for disabled people either to get work or to stay in work, and so I contacted them about a scooter. They were fantastic. I had received assistance from them before in my former life, but their immediate response was go online and find the most suitable scooter for your work. I did so and selected a scooter valued at $6,000 plus. Never for a minute did I expect them to agree to this. After all, I have a motor car on the mobility scheme as well. They didn't hesitate, but rapidly set about arranging for me to get the scooter. By the end of 2010, I'd qualified for the 2,000-plus club, but found retailing very painful and slow, so I had some choices to make. I could continue taking pain pillers every time I went out, which is a mixture of tramadol and paracetamol, and sometimes I had to take extra dose whilst I was out with the catalogues, or I had to try and cut down on my retail and try to build a team. Once again, the fantastic support from Nigel, Heather and James helped me to make the right move. It was hardly a decision, just the right way forward. I started team building, and as with everything Clean Easy, it gets easier as you follow the system. I have had one or two false starts, but a small team is developing. I'm looking forward to the challenge of helping them to build their teams. Incidentally, my Clean Easy opportunity has perhaps two differences to those of other distributors. I'm not fit enough to blanket drop, and I've only ever used knock and present. Secondly, I'm not fit enough to be able to take a flight to New York. To me, the beauty of it all is simply beating the challenge, and long may they continue. I do, however, have some regrets. The life that I've had makes me very intolerant. I can't understand, and I'm extremely difficult in understanding people who don't try. And I can't abide the expression, I can't do this, or I can't do that. I can't doesn't exist. I hope that helps.